You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So we're back.
Yes.
It's cold out here.
It's freezing.
What's going on with this weather? Who's in charge? I need to see a manager.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, we do know.
Yeah.
Who's in charge of all things, but.
Yeah, well.
No buts.
Can y'all pray for some warmer weather for us in New Jersey, please?
I mean.
Like, can y'all at least do that?
There's some places that are colder than what we're experiencing, so.
Yeah. I just need y'all selfishly to pray for us so we can not freeze. So, yeah. So, that's a selfish plea from me. But, hey. Yo, so today's show is going to be a little, I won't say heavy, but, like, it's very timely.
Yeah.
It's, like, important.
Yes.
It's, like, a show I wish we didn't have to talk about, for real.
But we have to.
We do.
Yep.
Today's show's about when our heroes fade. Mom and dad.
Yep.
Mom and dad took care of us. They were our first role models.
Mm-hmm.
The people we wanted to be like.
Yep.
Mom and dad are the ones that made you feel safe.
Yes.
They protected you. They handled business. My pop used to walk around, thick wallet, matching mustache. But, like, their generation,
yeah,
their mental capacity is starting to fade.
Mm-hmm.
We've been getting a lot of calls from the adult children.
Yep.
What advice do you have for me?
To today alone, yeah, for me.
It's, like, a lot. Like, we have, like, 3 clients right now where the kids have power of attorney.
Mm-hmm.
I am contemplating taking over from my parents as we speak.
Mm-hmm. And do they listen to this podcast?
They don't.
Okay.
They don't. And right. And thankfully, they're not, like, super far gone. But, like,
yeah,
it's just something we got to talk about.
You're seeing some changes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about everybody.
Yeah. I'm just. yes. I'm sorry.
I'm not trying to be defensive. But, like, for folks whose parents are going through these situations, they are extremely sensitive.
Absolutely.
About this. That's all I'm saying.
No, I get it. And I did mean you, because you started talking about, yes, your own parents, but
yes
all of us, all and clients, yeah, and people around us.
Yeah.
Some of that is generational for us too.
Yeah.
I mean,
but, like, the things
we're
that
honest, we're middle aged. I know we're young.
You are.
But
speak for yourself. Hold on.
Oh, okay. So
speak
listen.
For yourself.
Average life expectancy between you and me? I got 3 more years.
So
on average.
So we're going to die
but
the same
I'm,
year?
So, so if I'm 3 years older, I don't know. How you doing with your no desserts exercise?
Hey, first of all,
I'm doing great.
Okay. I've got an announcement for the church.
Okay.
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 Is it time for announcements?
Let's do it.
So I mentioned I only weigh myself once every week because that's only if I'm doing the work. Do I deserve to weigh myself?
I see.
And I'm going to do the work, and I am doing the work. And I've worked out every single day since this new year started.
How much you down?
2.2 pounds.
Okay.
Gone. if I could do this every week, I will disappear after a while.
But, stay strong, brother. Stay strong.
I'm doing this pledge of no sugar, no alcohol, and daily exercise. Because last year, I didn't tell y'all, but I gained 10 pounds last year, and I don't like it.
Didn't see it.
And if that happens every year, I'll be 300
pounds.
Don't
need to see it. But
I'll be 300 pounds by the time this is all said and done with.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So I did weigh myself at the start of this detox clean eating challenge, and I'm like,
yeah,
I'm motivated.
Okay. Okay.
And I thought I'd weigh myself once a week, but I've already weighed myself again because I feel different.
Okay.
I'm down 3.
3?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
That is great.
Very good.
Unexpected.
Yeah. So we're talking about our parents, though. Our collective parents.
Everybody's parents.
All of us.
Our heroes.
Yeah, when they're starting to fade. You know, like one example. You know, mom and dad might have plenty of money in the bank, but like, stuff is getting cut off at the crib.
Ooh, yeah.
Because they forgot to pay the bill.
Yeah.
Maybe they had fraud in their account. They got a new debit card.
Mm-hmm.
Things were linked to that, right? Yeah. These are things that are starting to happen. So today we're really going to dive into the steps of what to do now.
Mm-hmm.
And now maybe, hey, my parents are still young and healthy and vibrant and there's no issues. There's steps for you. Your parents might be in the middle where you're starting to see some, you know, some signs. Or your folks might be far gone. Mm-hmm. And we've got advice for each stage of mental decline when your heroes start to fade. So I'll start with some stories. And this will, I think, will set the stage a little bit. I've got a couple. You may have some to share.
Okay.
This first one is from an anonymous set of parents who shall remain nameless. Adult child gets a frantic phone call. Somebody has stolen all the money out of our bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And we're headed to the bank. Then on the way to the bank, second phone call. Somebody also figured out how to take over our alarm system and they're about to break into the house.
Dang.
Can you come over to the house right now while we go to the bank? And so everybody, the whole family mobilizes. One set of kids goes to the bank. The other goes to the house to stand guard.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time the bank kid got to the bank, they're sitting around laughing with the bank person because they figured out what actually happened was mom wrote a check that was going to bounce.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of bouncing, the overdraft protection kicked in, bringing their account balance to zero. So let's say there was $3,000 in the account. They wrote a check for $3,300.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Now the account has gone zero.
Mm.
It's gone negative, and then they added enough to bring it back to zero. So
when
they logged in, they saw zero, and they thought, oh, my God, somebody took all my money.
Right.
Had no concept that they had written a check. Had no concept of what that bank balance should have been.
I see.
And then unrelated, they needed to change a battery on their alarm system.
Well, at least we can laugh about it now.
Yeah, but like during that—
The panic.
Hour.
Yeah.
Folks are panicking.
Yep.
Mom and dad panicked. Kids panicked. Kids are in different states.
Bank kids, house kids.
Yeah. They might have called the cops.
Yeah.
Like, this is just one example
mm-hmm.
of what happens as folks start to age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and some of that is maybe not, unless you know this family, and I have a feeling you do, that situation might not be one about aging. It just might not be, it just might be not understanding how money works, right? The overdraft protection, like.
But hold on though. I hear where you're going with this.
Yeah.
But if that particular dad is one who has a degree in accounting, who managed the money for himself, for the family.
Okay.
Who we got, had we got a professional job where he was, you know, managing apartment buildings. Like, if that
That's
dad
different.
Had that kind of background,
sure,
I'm with you. But you know what I'm saying? There's always your scenario of what you're seeing relative
to
what their ability has been historically. But I do feel you on that.
Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah. Any stories on your side that you've seen, heard? Experienced?
Well, I'll just mention the two that I learned of today, which was a newer client. just sort of having a check-in meeting to see if all the things that needed to have happened have been completed. And we got the client all situated. And at the end of the call, as I often do, typical, hey, is there anything else you want to cover today that we haven't gotten to?
Yeah.
And it was, hey, I'm worried about my father. Mm-hmm. And there is a property that's owned that has a lot of equity, and it's way bigger than he needs. And we're just trying to figure out what's the best thing to do with it. I don't want my name on it, because if it gets sold, I got to pay all these taxes. And so it's not so much about mental decline, because yeah, right now there is no issue, but it forced us into a conversation about how to navigate what could be.
Yeah.
Or the potential inevitable.
Yeah.
If it's inevitable, then can it be potential? I don't know. I don't know if I can use those two words together, but anyway. Yeah. So we were looking for specific advice.
Yeah.
But really, it came back to, well, if you're the child, mm-hmm, that's going to be financially responsible for whatever happens, mm-hmm, then this is really about a conversation between you and Pops.
Yeah.
Because you all need to understand each other. He needs to understand, you know, what you're capable of doing and not doing. And you need to understand what he wants to do.
Yeah.
And then you all have to figure out if what he wants and what you can or are willing to do are aligned or not.
Yeah.
And figure it out in the middle. So we ended with, we need to have a separate a meeting to have a conversation about these needs.
And who all's going to be at the meeting.
Who all's going to be at the
meeting. That's important
too. Absolutely.
So let's get into some stats.
Yeah.
We'll start with dementia. And dementia is like a general term that really describes the loss of the ability to think, remember, and reason. But it's like an umbrella term for other things like Alzheimer's. Like Alzheimer's is a form of dementia.
Yes. It's a very broad. We lump them together because they're related, but mm-hmm, dementia, I guess, is broader than Alzheimer's.
Yeah, but really dementia is going to include anything that really impairs the ability to think, solve problems, and really things that just interfere with daily life in a way that is not consistent with just their age. Like as you get older, yeah, you're going to be a little slower.
Yeah.
But like dementia can really slow you down significantly.
Yeah, I think about the loss of ability to do just regular tasks, like daily tasks.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a part of it.
That feels like, you know, going back to being a child.
Yeah.
In some ways. And it can take shape in that way.
Yeah. Because that's the thing. Like, we start out in diapers and we kind of end in diapers, potentially.
Yeah.
Crazy. From diapers to diapers. We don't think of it like that. But
I have some experience here. So
yeah,
that is what it is.
Yeah. Early signs of dementia, memory problems, confusion, reduced concentration, behavior changes, apathy, withdrawal, depression, loss of ability to do daily things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this personality change is a big one.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you, it happens slowly, but you don't always know if it's caused by something or if person's just, you know, sometimes we joke about it. That's just old and disgruntled Mr. So-and-so.
Yeah. But if they're acting very different, they're doing things they've never done before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a sign.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What's crazy is, like, it's kind of a gray area. Like, dementia is not, like, so easy to diagnose. There's phases and stages. And,
mm-hmm,
you know, one doctor might think you have it. One doctor might think you don't.
Yeah. I mean, cognitive decline in general, we don't always know what causes it. So.
Yeah.
It's not always easy to associate like the root cause of it.
Yeah.
Is it just very general and we just call it dementia, or is it brought on, or is that cognitive decline brought on by something else? I mean, in the case of my dad, he had experienced a stroke 3 years before he passed away.
Yeah.
And some of his health issues, I think, were long-term effects of having had a stroke.
Yeah.
Combined with some other, you know, core morbidities. I know that's like a...
Comorbidities.
Core morbidities.
Yeah, I think it's but I'm not going to fight you. I won't fight you.
It might be. I don't remember. It was kind of a...
I won't fight you on that.
We were... Yeah. It was COVID.
Yeah.
Diabetes, emphysema, COPD, prostate cancer.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
On a person.
That's a lot on a person.
Yeah. And a lot on the kids that are caring for said person.
You're probably right.
Yeah. And may your dad rest.
I mean, on the topic of Cole versus Corbin.
Oh my goodness. You're stuck on that as...
I don't let things go until I have an answer.
You know what it is? When you're listening to doctors
that out
and stuff,
about me?
When they're saying stuff, sometimes it's like you're hearing it the way you're hearing it and you're repeating it.
Yes.
And you heard it.
And until you see it
until
in print,
you read it,
you don't really know sometimes.
Yeah. I only know comorbidity because I've got asthma and that's listed when they were talking about people who are high risk for COVID. They were like, I'm like, morbidity? Like, I ain't trying to die.
Right. Exactly. Just the focus to me was on the word
morbidity.
Morbidity.
Yeah.
Or morbid, period.
Yeah.
So,
whatever
no,
came
you're,
before that.
You're absolutely right. It's just, we should talk about some funny words that people
mess up
or misrepresent.
We'll definitely do that.
To lighten the subject that we're talking about today.
Yeah. One thing that happens that I hate is like the typos when you're typing in your phone and the phone changes it to something different.
Yes.
And often the thing is like going to ruin what you were trying to say. Not like just make the word a little different. But like ruin
yes.
it.
Yes.
But like
I got one for you. It happened today. But I caught it before I went. I said I was adding someone to a group thing on WhatsApp, I think. And I said, thanks for the ad.
Okay.
As in thanks for adding me.
Okay.
I literally typed thanks for the ass. Totally could change the meaning. Had I hit send too soon. I mean, if we're honest, the S and the D keys are right next to each other.
Really
so talk about fat finger.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Mess up.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
happened today.
Yeah. That's an interesting thing to text in general.
But I caught it before I sent it.
Like,
so
our
it's all
smartphones
good.
Should be like, all right, how often does that phrase get typed?
And sometimes
in general?
They do, but
I don't think it does.
They don't always.
They want to set you up.
Well,
on these phones.
Maybe they do, but
yeah.
Maybe I use. The word that I mistyped more frequently in text than the word that I meant to.
Now it's coming out.
I'm on a roll.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about that today.
Yeah, that's not. Dementia stats.
Yes.
There's over 55 million people worldwide who are suffering with dementia. This number is doubling every 20 years. So it's estimated by 2030, it'll be 80 million people. By 2050, it'll be over 140 million people. Every 3 seconds, somebody new gets dementia. Every 3 seconds.
So what's crazy about these numbers is that tells me that there's a 2 out of 3 chance that one of us is going to have it.
Yeah, no
By worries. 2050.
I mean, look, the percentages are this. There's 22%. Of adults over 65 who have some sort of cognitive impairment, and then 10% have full-on dementia.
Yeah.
So that is a third if you add those two numbers together.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a lot. And as you get older, the percentages increase. If you're between 65 and 74, it's like 2%. 75 to 84, it's 13%. You go 85 and over, and then it's 33%. Like, it gets bigger as it gets, as you get older.
Yep.
And dementia is not cheap. The cost right now, they're saying, is $1.3 trillion annually to pay for all the things that dementia care
trillion
entails.
With a T.
The costs include formal care, you know, paying for a nursing home, a health aide.
Mm-hmm.
There's informal care that is other people that are helping out that really... You know, they're losing time from work and things like that. There's
income loss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's income loss. And there's the medical care, the doctors and nurses, all that. Like, this is a big thing.
There's probably a ton of stuff, too, that we can't even quantify, right? The emotional toll. I don't know if we're touching on that today, but, you know, the burden on the caregiver.
Facts. Big time.
Especially the family caregiver is huge.
Yeah. Dementia is so big, the cost of it is so big. If it were a country, it would be the 14th largest country in the world.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's crazy. When our heroes start to fade, what are we going to do? So when we come back from break, let's just get into the steps.
Okay.
We'll get into the pregame, game time, and everything that you should be checking for.
Got it.
I'm Alan Boomer.
Andrea Gray.
And we are the Momentum Advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
We're back.
Yes, we are.
So heavy mood today.
Heavy mood today. So let's lighten it up before we get into the next phase
of this. Let's do that. Let's do that. I need that.
So we talked about our parents being our heroes. Mm-hmm. Who are your superheroes? Who are the superheroes that you... I'm talking characters.
Okay.
Who were the superheroes? Actual superheroes.
Actual superheroes.
Who was it for you?
My fave?
Mm-hmm. Favorite, memorable, funny.
I loved Wonder Woman as a kid, mainly because she was fine.
Like,
mm-hmm. She was fine.
Mm-hmm. Because she was fine, but.
I love Batman, the original Adam West Batman.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Those are my two.
Okay. Yeah.
You give me one.
Wonder Woman, hands down.
Yeah.
Like, I remember being Wonder Woman one Halloween.
Okay.
But that was back in the day with the plastic mask.
The one with the three holes?
Yes. And I had that might have been Princess Leia, but that was not my hero.
Okay.
And now I'm pretty sure there was the plastic mask with the three holes. But I had this cheap plastic cape and had this little plastic cuff bracelet. But I legit remember watching... What do you know about Wonder Woman, the TV series?
Yeah.
Like, not the cartoon.
Linda Carter.
Linda Carter.
That's what I'm talking about.
So yes. Fly. Yes. Like,
that's who I'm talking about.
Like, the monochromatic look, you know, matching top and bottom, trench coat.
Yeah.
The hats. Like, I thought I could be her. But then Diana Prince, right?
Wasn't that Linda Carter?
Yeah. I'm saying... Linda Carter was the actress,
okay.
But her character's name before she turned she was not Wonder Woman.
Yes,
like,
I got you.
Dinah Prince was Clark Kent's.
Got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
The glasses and the bun.
Yeah.
But then when it was time to be Wonder Woman, I did the whole thing. Like, I turned around, I threw the glasses off.
I love it.
You know, pretending the, that was, Wonder Woman was my jam.
Yeah. The funny thing about that show is, like, she had, like, an invisible... helicopter or plane. It's like,
I don't even remember that.
That's the way to make a show on a budget. Like,
yeah, right.
Imagine
we're gonna have this like awesome thing.
It's invisible, so
yeah, right.
And we went with that. We're like, okay.
See, now I'm gonna have to go watch some episodes now.
I put my kids onto that. My son, I bought him all of Adam West Batman and all of Wonder Woman.
Wow.
Yeah, and he loves it. He puts his friends onto it.
That's fun. Okay.
Let's bring it back down.
Now we got to bring it back down.
So what are some signs that you should be looking for if your parents are starting to fade? It's mental things. It's like they're not as quick as they used to be. Maybe they can't count their change. I don't know if folks are still using a whole lot of change, but, mm-hmm. you know, if your mom or dad used to be really good at knowing exactly how much change they should get.
Yeah.
Can't do that anymore. Can't figure out how to pay the tip, balance the checkbook, if folks still do that. Don't know what their bank balance is and why they're at zero right now.
Yeah.
Can't read their bank statement. I mean, these are signs.
And unless you're engaged or involved in those details every day, they may be hard to spot, but it starts with the bigger things. Like you said, maybe not figuring out the tip as quickly as we used to, or just going, yeah, whatever. Just here's $20. Like, mm-hmm. you know, just kind of avoiding it. Like having some, I would imagine for some people, it's like if it's at the beginning stages and they're still sharp enough to be aware that there's some decline that's happening, I think a lot of masking happens.
What's masking?
You're just too proud to acknowledge what's happening. So you just would do something in the case of a tip instead of saying, trying to figure out what it is.
Be super generous.
Just be super generous or whatever. Here just come up. Here's the number, whatever it is. Yeah. And just not figure it out.
You know your pop would never tip $50 at McDonald's. No, come on. Come on, pop.
My darn sure wouldn't, but you know.
Other signs. If you visit your parents from time to time and you see a bunch of unopened mail just piling up on the kitchen table or on some counter. As I mentioned earlier, you see services being cut off. Cell phone.
Yeah.
Internet.
Yeah. Stuff not cable. Being paid or paid late for no reason. Mm-hmm. For nothing to do with lack of money.
I'll give you one that I've heard about. A whole lot of new donations to random charities that have been hitting these people up via the mail and these phone calls. You know, like, they were never this charitable before.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you one about my pop. My pop was like, he showed me this mail he got. It was a little boy, and he was like a picture of him like dancing. And he's like, look at that little boy. Look at him dancing. You think I'm going to say no to that little boy? Like, pop. He kept going. He's like,
you don't know that boy?
You see him right there? Look at him. He's dancing. He's smiling. You think I'm going to say no to him? Like, yeah, pop, the old you might have said no to him.
Right.
For real.
You said no to us.
Yeah.
But you giving him money
for? We were dancing a whole lot.
You took it personally.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. A little.
Unexpected new merchandise at the crib.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boxes piling up.
Boxes piling up.
I have a family member who shall remain unnamed. Every week, they get new batteries that show up at the crib. A batteries.
Why batteries?
D batteries. C batteries.
Prepared.
Can't figure out what they signed up for. They think they're not getting
battery
charged
of the
anywhere.
Month? Like, what are we doing?
It's like the Columbia House for batteries.
Right. Wow, that's a throwback.
This is really happening. Mm-hmm. So like when this family member's spouse comes to visit, they're like, yo, I got these batteries. Like, that's a problem.
This is going to get back to them. Man. They're going to be upset with you.
Man.
Batteries, okay.
Complaining about money.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes it's physical setbacks, like vision is not so good at night. Mm-hmm. Can't drive to the bank. Arthritis makes it hard to write checks, so I'm just going to stick them to the side.
Yeah.
Right? So sometimes it's just the idea that they're just getting older and they need help with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you're noticing these things happening, what do you do?
What do you do? And sometimes it's how do you do it?
Word.
What do you do? Sometimes sounds easy, but not so much.
Yeah. First, you got to ask yourself, am I the one that's supposed to be having this conversation?
Number one.
Like, are you the responsible kid or are you the ne'er-do-well kid?
And how do said, I'm going to say seniors, how do said seniors perceive
word
that, right? I mean,
facts. If you're bad with your money, if you're always asking for a loan, if you're constantly bad with your own money, like, I don't know if mom and dad are going to trust you to step in and have this conversation.
But if mom or dad are experiencing cognitive decline, they might not be sure.
Man.
So they may unintentionally give power to the irresponsible one.
Yeah.
That can happen. Or sometimes I've seen this happen. No family members will be named. I've seen it where there is a different level of empathy or compassion for the ne'er-do-well child compared to the sibling. Mm-hmm. And we're extra generous with that one.
Yeah.
Because we either feel bad or we're just not aware of things.
That's a real life thing.
Yeah, I was talking delicately on purpose.
I got you.
Because I don't want to reveal any implications.
Yeah, and maybe it's not the son or daughter that needs to be doing this. Maybe it's a cousin.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a sibling of mom and dad.
Yeah.
Somebody that's responsible, someone that also is really going to manage things in a way that's objective, that's not self-interested. Really like a fiduciary. We use this word to describe the way we work with our clients.
Mm-hmm.
Fiduciary means I'll do for you what I would do for myself.
Mm-hmm.
It means I can't put my own interest above yours.
Yeah.
Like it can't be a person that's going to come in here and manage the bills, but also start sliding a little money into their column.
For real.
Yeah.
Oof.
One of the big issues, though, it's trust. Like sometimes parents don't trust their kids like that. And it's not about the kid. It's about trusting people.
It's about trusting people in general.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Sometimes they just don't. They're just like the type of person that has been such a self-starter, such a self-manager, that they've been in control. They've had their hands on the reins.
You said the magic word. It's about control.
Yeah.
It's about control. And if we're honest, nobody wants to give up control of anything, especially if they've had control over it forever.
Yeah.
I think some of those things, even with the cognitive decline, I just think you don't forget that. Certain things at your core are going to come out in moments. We hear about it all the time. People forget all kinds of things, but they can tell you something in great detail.
Sure. Yep.
Like it happened yesterday.
Yeah. Well, what will also happen, though, folks with cognitive decline is that, they can remember exact things that actually did happen.
Mm-hmm.
But they can also remember exact things that did not happen that they will argue you down about. And you'd be like, after a while, you'd be like, all right, you got it. Like, I know that didn't happen, but whatever. We're going to go with it.
I think there's a story in there.
Yeah. No comment on that.
Not one that you can tell.
So you got to start early. And this is, again, for the folks that have not started to really get a clinical diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they got a diagnosis that it was early.
Yeah.
If you're... Like, parents are completely good. Like, you should be having these conversations right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mom and dad, what are you going to do if down the road your mental capacity ain't right?
Yeah.
Like, or, mom and dad, I'm starting to notice all of these bills piling up sky high.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're in control. I know you got it.
Yep.
But can we talk about the plan for, like, later on? Like, if God forbid.
Yeah.
And maybe pick on one spouse and say, well, do you want the other spouse to be?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to figure this stuff out.
Absolutely. There's a family that's very close to us that lost their patriarch recently. And I don't want to say too much, but in my way of thinking about how I can help is I've offered to sit down with the widow and their children, because from what I understand, the husband handled all of the day-to-day financial things.
Mm-hmm.
And so my offer is, hey, I'll sit down with you and the kids, if you want, and just help you get organized around this.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about bringing them on as clients. I'm not talking about anything other than I'm happy to just sit down and help you all get stuff organized. Because now spouse finds herself in a situation where she has to do something that she's never had to before.
That's the next step.
Yeah.
It's bring in professionals if you need and have a family meeting.
Yep.
And it's got to be a chance for the mom and dad to be heard or aunt and uncle to be heard or grandma and grandpa to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
But also, mom and dad, you got to listen a little bit.
Yeah.
Like
I want, from my own family, as a parent, I want to be able to drive this conversation and not have my children or my loved ones come to me and ask these questions because I want to bring it to them while I still have it together and am in control.
Yep. Okay.
That's ideal.
So we're starting early. We're bringing in professionals. We're having family meetings. Next, you want to make some gradual changes. Like, don't come in like, we got a new sheriff in town, mom and dad.
Got budget baby steps. We got pregame.
Gradual.
Yeah.
For example, maybe you take one set of bills. How about I take care of these for you? Mm-hmm. Or this one bank account. How about I cover the things that you pay for out of this account?
Mm-hmm.
How about I just take a look at your investments only? Just the investments.
And yep.
Make sure your stuff is straight.
Yep.
Or budget, whatever it is, but don't try to do too much at once because then you might get the person retreating.
Sure. Yeah, just start early. It's like, I mean, we're calling this phase the pregame, but it's like athletic competition. It is getting there, warming up, testing the venue, the site, the field, the turf, the court, just getting used to the environment, just testing things out to see how it feels.
And then do some of the stuff together.
Absolutely.
Mom and dad, let's sit down at the table. Let's log in. Oh, God. Not log in.
You felt that.
Yeah. I will say, as folks get older, these computers and smartphones, they're really not built for baby boomers.
Say more.
I'm just saying, like, we are our parents' IT departments. Anytime they can't figure out something on the phone, on the computer, like,
I'm not
there yet.
Yeah.
Thank God.
No, when I think about my collective parents, I'm counting my in-laws.
Yeah.
I'm there with one set of parents, not at all with the other set.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. But I think it's more a function of when we stopped working.
Yeah.
And the type of work that we did.
Yep.
So the ones that I don't have that issue with, they are almost in many ways still in it.
Yeah.
Even though they're not formally working.
But let's think about technology.
I just exposed who's who. I got you. Whatever.
That's okay. Let's think about technology, like the transition that's happened for these baby boomers. Like, they went from, their generation went to work with no computer on a desk.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe no phone on the desk. Or if anything on the desk, it might have just been a phone and a notepad.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's computers.
Yeah.
And in that old world, like today I had to show our young 24-year-old analyst how to file something. I was like, hey, this came in the mail. Can you file it for me? He's like, file?
What do you mean? What is that
He's
word?
He's like, scan it and put it in. Like, nah, bro. Like, file cabinet, hanging file, write the name, put
insert.
It in.
Insert.
Yeah.
Like, so the folders we see.
Yes.
There's a physical form of that. It looks just like the folder on the shared drive, right?
That's exactly it.
Yeah. That's funny.
So for the older generation who went from that era, going to work with just a computer and a notepad, then the internet comes, and they're still getting all their mail, right? But then now we got online, right?
Yep.
And in the beginning, you could use one password for everything.
Yeah.
Now we've got, they're requiring, in some cases, 12 characters.
Listen.
And that might just be for, like...
That's driving me crazy.
Of course.
And I got it all together.
Yes.
Mostly.
12 characters.
Yeah.
Some websites want a special character.
Yes.
Some want a lower and an upper.
Excluding these five today.
And a number. Excluding these five.
Right. I'm like, that's my go-to.
Yeah, like jokers used to be able to like use the same password over and over again. And then you get a message. Oh, that password has been exposed to hackers.
Yes. So then you got to change everything.
Yeah. Imagine being like 78 years old and having to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
Two-factor authentication.
Yeah.
Like the other day, my dad was like, hey, handle this for me. Just call and say you're me. And I know I can't do that. Like, Pop told me to do it. I'm going to try it. I call. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, well, we're going to send a message to his phone. I'm like, all right, well, my phone, I left it at my dad's house. Let me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I call with the my dad, who's really my brother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey, bro, can you just tell me the code on the phone?
Yeah.
And the person is like, nah, you need to say the code. And my dad doesn't know what's going on. He's like, well, it says right here.
What are you doing to my phone?
Yeah, it's just this technology stuff is bad, is what I'm saying.
It's a challenge.
So we need you to get involved, but also understand what they're up against and it's frustrating and challenging.
Sure.
You got to take inventory of everything. So what are the ways to take inventory? One, I bet money, most of your parents' stuff is still coming in the mail. So look through those piles of mail with them. What's the important stuff? What's not important? Try to figure out which financial institutions are in play.
Yeah.
Where are their checking accounts, savings accounts, investment accounts? Yeah. Okay. And then, dare I say, try to get an online login and try to get one for them, but see if you can get one for you too. Mm-hmm. And when I say one for you, I mean one where you could log in with your own credentials.
Right.
So that you're not having to call your dad and say your dad's your brother and he got the code and all.
Sure.
You need to set it up properly.
Yeah.
Ways that you can collect inventory. I mean, there's going through the mail. You may want to run a credit check on your with your parents.
Yeah.
Look at what's on there, because then you'll at least see all the people they owe money to, who they've got credit cards with. It might have been a Macy's card from 1986 that didn't pay. Like, you'll be able to catch that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's sadly, something I hadn't thought of.
Mm-hmm. Sadly, there's not like a central repository where you could just put in your social and every bank account will show up.
Right.
But that's where that mail comes in.
It probably does exist. It just belongs to the federal government.
Nah, state by state. Because what'll happen is if you have an account somewhere and you haven't touched it in a while, the bank will send you a letter. Hey, do you still want this money?
Yeah.
And if they'll you don't respond, then they send it to the state. And each state's got different rules. And so at the state level, you can figure out where accounts are. But it's not until it's too late. Like I'm saying, like for accounts that have not been turned over to the state yet, there's not a simple way to figure this stuff out.
Yeah, I hear you.
You might want to ask them some questions. Hey, where'd you work? Where all the places you work? Mm-hmm. Did you have a retirement there?
Right.
Let's call HR. Let's see if you.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then when you get a checking account, where's the money coming in from?
Yeah.
Because like, right, your parents should be having Social Security coming in from mom and dad. Maybe mom forgot to file. Like we had a case where a mom was just 70 years old and had never filed for Social Security.
Wow.
And like, would have missed it if the kid hadn't caught it.
For real.
So got to take some inventory.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yep.
Credit check. Looking through the mail. Seeing if they've got a file cabinet. Seeing what your starting point is. Maybe there's already some estate planning documents. A box. You got to take
cookie
some
jar,
time. Go through that stuff.
Mattress. Pillowcase.
Yeah. So that's like the pregame. That's the stuff that you should be doing now.
Okay.
If your parent is fully mentally there, or if they're in the early stages.
Yeah.
We'll now get into those middle stages.
Game time.
And what to do if you've actually got to take over. So let's go to break. We'll come back and we'll talk about game time.
All right.
I'm Alan Boomer.
Andrea Gray.
And we are the Momentum Advisors.
Ooh, it's the pathway to freedom that's leading to the North Star.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So we're back.
We're back.
And now it's game time.
We got to lighten the mood again. Come on.
So what are we going to do?
Tell me something good.
See, let's talk about superheroes.
$6 Million Man.
Ah.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Bionic Woman. Same
Bionic
thing.
Bionic Woman.
I had the dolls.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
No, but seriously, we were talking about, we titled this as Our Heroes Fade. So we talked earlier about some of our superheroes. And Alan mentioned the $6 Million Man. And of course, I had to come back with the Bionic Woman because I would do that.
Who used to run in the stand was like, when they were running?
I think that was the $6 Million Man.
Is that? Yeah.
It could have been the Bionic Woman too because, you know, spinoff, but definitely.
Yeah. I also used to like Incredible Hulk because I'm like, you know, like the Incredible Hulk's like, he's like, look. Like
that opening line, like Mr. McGee, don't make me angry.
Yeah, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
And then like the person keeps pushing him. He's like, no, no, no. Like, you got to understand, like chill out, bro. Like I'm about to lose my mind in here, and you're not going to be happy. I think every kid felt like they had an inner Hulk. Like, yeah. You know, you're getting picked on by a bully.
Yeah.
And you just want to be able to say, like, yo, just chill. Trust me, dog. Like, right. Just trust me. You don't want to see where I'm about to go.
Mm-hmm.
And you might expect that you're going to get green and turn 8 feet tall, and instead, you still don't know how to fight. But you like to think that you could transform off anger.
So, maybe I was born a fun sponge.
Okay.
Because I was over here, like, thinking about... Because, you know, he would always, like, rip his clothes because he's got to expand. But then, like, after he was Hulk and turned back into David Banner, it was like, where did you go?
His clothes would be ripped, though.
His clothes would be ripped. No, but when he came back as David Banner, his clothes would be ripped?
Yes, they'd be ripped.
I'm just like, I don't remember that.
Yeah, no, his clothes would be
ripped. I would literally be like...
He would have to...
How did you transition back?
Now, that transition back to regular clothes again, I can't recall.
I just... But, just the transition period. I was fascinated by the fact that we didn't see that.
I'm fascinated.
But those are things that I thought about.
I was always fascinated by Lou Ferrigno. Like, he really looked like he was not human.
Yeah.
With the green, but, like, physically his features, how his face set, his hair.
Do you know he went on to act? He was in The King of Queens. Did you ever see him? And he played himself. He played Lou Ferrigno. He was one of the neighbors.
Never watched that show.
Doug and Carrie, you got to watch the show. Okay.
All right.
I'm totally stupid. Unrelated. Oh, but Carrie, the wife's father, lived with them.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of great stories with that character. But the one thing I'll say about that show, you got to watch the episode because I know we got stuff to talk about. But there's an episode where... Carrie, the wife. So the main couple, the stars of the show, Doug and Carrie.
Okay.
She takes these pole dancing classes because, you know, she's trying to liven things up. And she was so bad at it that he was like, just please, please just stop. So he's like, this is how you have to do it. So the actor, Kevin James, who plays the husband, he gets up and he's like, he's a big guy, but he's gentle and limber, and he starts and he climbs up and he,
yes.
Hilarious. I can't even talk about the episode without laughing. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
I'll go back.
I'll find a clip and send it to you.
Okay.
But anyway, back to the matter at hand.
Our heroes.
And they start to fade.
Out here fading.
Yeah.
This might be a two-parter. I hate to...
I'm feeling like
that.
We
have a lot to cover.
We do.
And we're scratching surface. And I never want us to rush through a topic that people really need to hear about.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get through as much as we can, and we'll try to keep it more lively next time, perhaps.
Yes.
But, you know, this is the fact of what we're experiencing. I'll tell you a quick story. We had a client who shall remain nameless, whose adult children had to take over.
Mm.
And it got crazy.
Mm.
The kids actually had to, like, go so far as to get conservatorship over mom.
Oh, wow.
They had to go so far as to take a caregiver to court for elder abuse.
Oh, wow.
They had to go so far as to get certain people in mom or dad's life to get a restraining order.
Wow.
What's also happening to older people is they're being targeted.
Of course. Yes.
It's telemarketers.
Mm-hmm.
It's scam artists.
Yes.
And it's like grifters and like people who are opportunists who are out in the world gallivanting as, you name it, caregivers. Gallivanting.
That's your word.
They're caregivers. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, I'm not like trying to paint all these people with this negative brush.
Yeah.
But sometimes they can be masquerading as a caregiver, as a nurse, as a health aide, as a landscaper, as a housekeeper.
Yeah.
It's anyone who can get close to someone who's inside that circle of trust, who has access.
Absolutely. And they're not always posing. Sometimes they are legitimate and trusted people who are in these roles, but they endear the elder, and then sometimes they become shady because of the access.
Yeah.
It may not have started out with that intention or motive, but because of the access, with no oversight and it's all unchecked, then sometimes bad things happen.
Yeah. And Mom and dad don't deserve that.
Absolutely.
Grandma, granddad doesn't deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
Mom and dad worked hard for what they have.
Most definitely.
Some of our parents are generation one, like meaning they're the first generation in the history of their family to really create wealth that will be inherited
right.
by your generation.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to honor that. We got to protect that because that's legacy.
We have to protect that.
Yeah. So let's talk about this takeover. You're starting to take things over mm-hmm. with your parents. You've started slowly. What are the steps? So you've had the family meeting. You've brought in the professionals. We think it's important to really get things documented properly, right? So like the best way to do this is to get a power of attorney drafted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get a lawyer to draft that. Now, here's the thing about a power of attorney. The person who signs the power of attorney must have their mental faculties present at the time.
Right.
Meaning they've got to understand what they're signing.
Right.
They've got to understand the implications.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got to be able to express that to a lawyer. Because a lawyer is really an officer of the court. A lawyer, you can't try to trick this lawyer. Like the lawyer independently right. needs to feel comfortable
yes.
in issuing this document.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If the person doesn't understand it, and this is whether they've got dementia or not, if they don't understand it, then you can't get the thing done.
You can't get it signed. Bottom and if the line, lawyer knows that, you can't get it signed.
Yeah. There's no like fudging this one.
Yeah.
So this is why we're saying you got to get started early, because if they're already having that such a decline that they can't understand a power of attorney, then it's too late. If it's too late, then you got to go to court. And if you're going to court, you're basically going to a judge and saying, hey, judge, I need you to give me guardianship if it's for financial matters, or conservatorship if it's for healthcare matters. And that is a designation that a court can do, a judge can grant, in the event that the person really can't act for themselves. That might feel excessive. That is definitely complicated.
Necessary.
Your parent might feel like you're trying to, like, get over on them. Like, if it gets to that point, like, it's touch and go. It's difficult.
Yeah.
Right? You might have a competing family member be like, nah, you ain't taking my mom to court.
Well, that's why the gradual approach usually works best, although sometimes there's not enough time.
Yeah.
But ideally, if you're doing this gradually, it's not too overwhelming.
Yeah. So the type of power of attorney you want, if you really want to start now while they've got their faculties, is a durable power of attorney.
Mm-hmm.
That means from this moment forward, I'm allowed to act on my mom or dad or grandmother's or aunt's or uncle's behalf on all their financial matters. That gives me the power to open up bank accounts, to make trades in their investment accounts, to write checks,
yeah.
really, if you've got a durable power of attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Another type you might consider is a springing power of attorney. That's one that springs into the effect upon incapacity.
Yes.
But in order to get that, there needs to be a formal designation that, hey, there is incapacity.
The person is incapacitated.
Which, again, makes it a little complicated.
Yeah.
Like, the approach I took, you know, with my parents, like, we did our estate planning like 10, 11, 12 years ago. I made everything springing. But now I'm like, man, I should have probably just done it durable and said, Pop, I'm just not going to, or mom or dad, I'm not going to implement this document until you want me to.
Right.
But there's a lot of trust that goes with that.
Yeah.
Because something I'll tell you, like, when we're talking to folks
about—
how
do you know when they want you to?
Yeah.
I mean—
because, like, the thing about— when we're talking to, like, let's say an athlete or mm-hmm. someone who just had a big financial legal settlement,
mm-hmm.
we're like, look, be careful giving somebody power of attorney.
Right.
Because if you're giving somebody power of attorney, they can act like they're you. And
right.
it's legally fine.
Yeah. What do you think about giving equal powers to more than one person so that they have to act together? Like, no one can take action without the other.
Sure.
I've seen that in
a
situation
like
when there's two children.
Yeah. Operationally, it's a challenge.
It is.
Because
it's real.
They got to be able to match schedules to make sure that they can talk about the thing.
Absolutely.
And then things like checks, like, a bank will cash a check with one signature even if the requirement is supposed to be that there's two.
Hmm.
There's not really an easy way around that.
Perhaps a bank will. I don't know that investment company will.
Yeah, maybe not.
I've actually seen it.
Yeah.
I have a client situation with
that
right now. Like, they can't do anything without both of them.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is a check and a balance for
mm-hmm.
sure.
Mm-hmm.
But
just curious.
Yeah, so the other catch to this durable power of attorney, it goes away if they pass away.
Mm-hmm.
The will steps in and says, hey, this is the person I want to be my executor.
Yeah.
So really, your parents need a full estate plan.
That's what it comes down to.
They've got to do a powers of attorney, not just one, powers. Because
yep. mm-hmm.
you need a healthcare power attorney. Like, yep. who's the person making healthcare decisions for you?
Mm-hmm.
Also, a financial power of attorney. And again, it could be durable.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning in place now. It could be springing. It comes into account later.
Yeah.
But you also need to be named as executor so that, if, God forbid, if they're gone, you can step in and take over this stuff.
You also, we don't talk about this enough, as the named executor, you also have to think about what that really means and what's involved.
Yeah.
I've known people to take on executorship because they were asked and they wanted to say yes, and it was overwhelming.
Yeah.
So you got to be able and willing
Word.
To carry out the duties.
Yeah.
And know what they are before you agree to it.
Agreed. It's serious stuff. Got one more thing to talk about, and then we'll keep it going on the next conversation.
All right.
You've got to keep things very separate.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot be intermingling your money with your parents' money.
No.
And I'll say it the opposite way. You can't be mixing your money with theirs. Like, for example,
mm-hmm.
you may want your parents to get a housekeeper because the house is getting messy.
Mm-hmm.
You may feel compelled to just pay for it yourself, and maybe you'll get reimbursed by mom and dad later.
I haven't yet, but okay.
It's getting messy.
Yeah.
Because now somebody might look at this later and say, oh, you're writing all these checks to yourself. What's going on there?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like, we can't mix the business. We can't even mix the business of mom and dad. If mom and dad kept their stuff separate,
yeah,
then you got to keep their stuff separate.
Yeah.
It's messy. It's complicated. And you got to have all this stuff documented. It has to really look beyond reproach. It has to be beyond reproach. When you're handling business.
We're doing fancy phrases now, not just words.
Listen, we're talking about our heroes.
Up in 25.
Listen, we're talking about our heroes. And alas, we're out of time.
So we're going to finish this the next time.
Yes.
And bring a little more livelihood into it, hopefully.
We'll try.
We tried.
Leave the fun sponge at home next week.
So you'll be hosting by yourself. Or another guest co-host.
Nah, you're not that bad. Okay? I'm just joking with you.
I joke with myself too. It's all good.
Well, keep listening. Hope you enjoyed this conversation today. It's like necessary. I'm Alan Boomer.
Andrea Gray.
And we are the Momentum Advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.